time to speak to Twenga from Alam's Attorneys. And our Legal Eagle topic for today is all about teacher-pupil relationships. Twenga, good morning. Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you too, Wayne, and good morning to your listeners.
And kicking off our topic, an interesting and topical topic, considering the stats that have come up over the last couple of months.
No, definitely. As we are aware that schools reopened last week, Wednesday. So I thought it would be important to outline the relationship between the teacher and pupil. There have been several incidents that have been reported in the past. For example, there was a case in Free State where a teacher was dismissed for sexual assault for allegedly hugging and kissing a pupil while on duty. That is prohibited by the law. In a separate matter in Free State, the teacher was suspended for violently pushing a pupil. So the law clearly outlines that a teacher is not allowed to assault or touch a pupil in any way or form or manner. Mm-hmm. There was an incident in here in the Eastern Cape where a teacher forced a pupil to... So what happened is that a phone went down the... Unfortunately, some schools in Transkei still use those bathrooms where pupils have to go outside. Mm-hmm. A phone fell in the pit and the teacher forced the pupil to go search for the phone. The teacher was struck off the educator's register, so they can no longer practice as a teacher in our country because of what they have done. So therefore, it clearly outlines that a relationship between a teacher and a pupil is something that people need to consider. It's very important that both parties can be wrong. It's not just teachers. It's not just teachers being in the wrong. Being in instances where students have actually violently pushed teachers, especially in Cape Town, there's been many instances where pupils have taken guns to school. Unfortunately, schools they do have searches where they conduct searches randomly, where they'll call members of the SAPS. They'll come with sniffer dogs. So we had instances such as that.
Right, right. And just getting back to the sort of relationship between a pupil and a teacher, obviously it's got to remain strictly professional. But, you know, in a school scenario, there's a lot of emotion involved. You know, kids, maybe they've got problems at home and they go to the teacher and the teacher consoles them. Obviously, there's a very, very fine line which just should not be crossed in terms of maybe a congratulatory hug when the kid's done well, or a supportive hug when the child is maybe not feeling too good. Where does one draw the line? Because that is essentially where problems start. Not for everybody. I mean, there are probably 99 teachers where that would be a completely normal process. But unfortunately, you've got that one where the line gets crossed. And we've seen the stats, you know, from that.
Yeah, yes, no, definitely, Wayne. What we need to consider is that the relationship between a teacher and the pupil is not, it's not just about mutual respect. It's guided by laws and regulations, which are derived from the Constitution. However, there is also a Schools Act, but the Schools Act has to be consistent with the Constitution. And after that, obviously, a school will have their own code of conduct. Something that also worries me, there's things such as WhatsApp, Facebook, where teachers can add, or the pupil can add the teacher on social media, and they can have a conversation which is prohibited. Obviously, if a pupil needs help about school-related matters, that is in line with the Schools Act. However, a teacher and a pupil, they prohibited from having any sort of relationship which would be outside of the school. Yes, I went to Salvan myself. We were not allowed to go to places where they had said at the door over 18.
Yes.
So a teacher and a pupil cannot socialize out of school. That is not allowed by the law because boundaries can be crossed. And if a parent is worried about such relationships between a pupil and a teacher, they can report it at the school. If nothing is done, then they can take it up with the Department of Education.
But you know, you mentioned a very interesting point, and if I can go back to my school days, which was pre-internet, and you know, pre all these electronic forms of communication, if you wanted to interact with the teacher, you kind of did that at school. But now with WhatsApp and Facebook, and especially looking back to the pandemic era, where the teachers were forced to use various forms of social media just to continue the teaching process. Obviously, that opened up a number of kind of gray areas where which were probably being used professionally, but had equally the same amount of potential to be used unprofessionally. And you know, there's just so many different forces at play in the modern teaching environment compared to, let's say, 30 or 40 years ago.
Yes, no. I agree with you there. It could become a problem when, fortunately now there are WhatsApp groups where, in some schools, parents are also added to the WhatsApp group. Which is a better form of communication because it's transparent.
Right.
So, but unfortunately, people obviously can add people privately, which is not something that one would find acceptable within our society. And what teachers need to understand is that there's legal options which could fall under civil or criminal law.
Okay.
The civil is when a teacher can be sued for damages. So I'll make an example. If a teacher would maybe a teacher ends up having a relationship with a pupil, and then for some reason the pupil is diagnosed with depression, or something happens where they send explicit images and they trend around the school, someone can sue for damages.
Right.
There was a case recently in Joburg where the person was awarded close to 2 million for such. So people need to consider before, because WhatsApp images can easily be shared across, and we've seen viral videos go around in school. So that's what someone needs to consider.
Right. And that's, you know, do you, and I know this is probably a bit of a trick question, well, not a trick question as such, but a tricky question, and that is, are there stats, you know, sort of what is the prevalence of these communication systems being abused? You know, obviously WhatsApp and the social media and all of those are very useful tools for additional coaching, additional contacts, maybe checking up on facts before projects or whatever the case may be that might need that slight bit of additional communication. But, you know, are there any stats to show, you know, how bad is this problem? Is it worse in certain areas of the country, different socioeconomic groups? Is there a difference?
Well, yes, Wayne. I'm originally from Transkei, which is far down in the Eastern Cape, where there's been instances, even in my home village, where teachers will unfortunately pursue relationships with pupils. Mm-hmm. And after they've been caught, even the headmaster will say, no, let's discuss this as civil people. Mm. So they don't actually report it to Department of Education. And right. even parents, sometimes you find where parents are also bribed and given money. And it's sad that parents will accept money even though that their children are violated.
Mm.
And with some schools, it's even hard to get social workers to go check up on the pupils. So definitely, if a child lives in the rural areas where they need to take a taxi to town, in fact, it could even be a point where they don't even know that where to report. So teachers can take advantage of children in those areas. It's easier when you're in East London because you've got Wi-Fi, you've got other
communication
forms, yes, which can easily assist with a person being able to, and even schools on this side, you will have a counselor at school.
Right.
So when things are not right, a pupil can approach the counselor, and then things do come out, and then teachers can be charged criminally. So for example, you know, in South Africa, there's statutory rape, which involves with an adult sleeping with a person below the age of 16.
Uh-huh.
So if you find yourself, maybe there's a pupil who's 14, and generally a person who's 14 in South Africa would be in grade 8. So if they're in grade 8 and they're having a relationship with a teacher, the teacher will be charged criminally with statutory rape, which is a very serious offense, which could lead to life in imprisonment.
Right. And in fact, on that note, the Minister of Education actually made a statement saying that it's a non-negotiable for schools to report any cases that they're suspecting of statutory rape, or, you know, if the kids come back pregnant, it's they are obliged to report it.
Yes, yes, definitely. And what I like about our law, there was an incident in KZN where there was a pupil who gave birth at 14 years old. So while she was pregnant, the perpetrator was not arrested. But however, after it came out that when she was giving birth after the 9 months, that the perpetrator was obviously arrested, which is good. So people should know that when it comes to the law, even if you do something today, you can still be arrested a couple of months down the line,
right.
or even years later. So teachers should avoid that. However, teachers should also know that they've got the same legal recourse if they are on the receiving end of the abuse or bullying. So they can also report it. I've seen now, like with, for example, with matric exams, where people on Facebook have said that they've gone back to school at 26 or 27. So you can find that the person is a fully blown adult, and then they can also end up abusing teachers. Not to say that if a person is 18 or 17, they wouldn't abuse teachers. But I'm just making an example that teachers can also be...
on the receiving end.
Yes, no, definitely.
And, you know, once again, prevalence, you know, rural areas, or because a lot of the stories that you've mentioned and the types of scenarios you've mentioned, you often see it in the media coming out of the rural areas. You know, former Transcar, Ciscar, our inland areas. In the metropolitan areas, you know, we've got a lot of small schools. I'm sure a lot of those have also kind of fallen into cracks where things are not quite as they should be. You know, do you pick up any stats from there?
No, definitely. I mean, you tend to find, for example, with schools and schools around East London, or any school where it's around town. So, for example, there'll be sport. So, coaches can. I've read up on cases where it happened at St. Andrews. And there's one also, there's one where at St. Andrews where a teacher was caught. He promised a young boy that he would make the team they had a certain relationship. So it does happen even in schools.
Yes, yes.
Of this nature, yes. But the teacher was removed from the teaching role. So it's not something that one should consider. Considering the fact that you've gone to school and you've gone to varsity, And you can be registered in the sexual offenders role as well.
So, right. Which
can tell you that you're not allowed to deal with children ever again. So.
That would pretty much put an end to your career as a teacher and as an educator.
Yes, definitely. Mm. And if one conducts themselves like that, who says that your family will trust you?
Mm.
You
know,
because everywhere you go, you'll see children. So I think as a society, we should protect children, and both teachers and pupils should respect each other, and they should work towards a common goal.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And Kwenga, just a question, obviously topics like this are very sensitive, but can Alam's attorneys is available to assist in cases like this. How can you be contacted?
People can find us on Facebook, Alan's. When they search on Facebook, they'll search ALLAMS. And we're also situated at number 6 Sansom Road in Vincent. It's a street with Pep stores.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can also be contacted on 043-721-1018.
Okay. And so you definitely are contactable. And I suppose the advice one would give would be, if you are in that situation, contact, if you're a child, contact an adult or somebody that you can trust. Adults, you can contact an attorney or somebody in the legal profession, or if not, the police and social workers to actually follow through and do the necessary.
Yes, definitely. And we're able to take in walk-ins. So
right.
A person wouldn't need an appointment for such a serious matter.
Mm. So you'll deal with it as soon as possible. Chwenga, thank you very, very much for chatting to us today. Have a great week and look forward to chatting again next week, Monday.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot. Cheers then. Take care. That's Chwenga from Alam's Attorneys.